Welcome, Cosmic Toolbox. It is Sunday, August 15th, and it's go time. That is as positive as I can describe it. It just really is go time. Everything that you talk about, everything you think about, everything you want, it's all going to be coming into the ethers. It's time to start preparing. It's time to start doing. We are kicking this week off with a first quarter moon. We kicked last week off with a new moon in Leo on the 8th. It kind of guided the whole week. Now we're in the first quarter moon in Scorpio. This moon in Scorpio, I love when the moon is in Scorpio. This weekend's been so illuminating and interesting. And I feel like there is just too much to stay silent. And I know a lot of people are also feeling that. We have a lot of things in play this coming week that will make everyone want to get clearer and clearer and clearer about who they are and why they are and who they wish to be around and why they wish to be around them and who they don't wish to be around and why they don't wish to be around them. It is clarity time. That's how I feel this week coming into being. Just as an overall, right? And you guys may know this. You guys might be out there journaling your faces off like I am. I just finished up another journal. And I'm always like, it always feels like I need to go have a drink with the journal when I finish it and then set it on fire. But just some grander things happening this week, right? We have Venus moving into Libra. We have Jupiter semi-square with Chiron in just 3 days now. We have Uranus going retrograde in Taurus and the big Jupiter opposition. And then I don't wish to say the term barreling, although that is certainly what we are doing. We are quickly moving towards the blue moon, full moon in Aquarius, our second full moon in Aquarius. We just had one at the end of July. And then just after the full moon in Aquarius on the 22nd, the sun will move into Virgo, and then all Virgo-y energy really holding that space until Mercury moves into Libra on the 30th of August and on our third quarter moon. So we're kicking this week off with first quarter moon energy, and we're kicking next week off with full moon in Aquarius energy. And after the full moon in Aquarius in July, I expect this full moon in Aquarius to also be a doozy and to also reaffirm and have us reevaluate what we did when we worked with the full moon in Aquarius last month. So expect some themes to come back over it. This week, after Uranus goes retrograde, we have six major planetary bodies in retrograde. We have Mercury conjunct Mars midweek in Virgo. And then Mercury trines Uranus after Uranus goes retrograde, and then Mars trines Uranus after Uranus goes retrograde. So we have some interesting elements to discuss. So first things first, today, first quarter moon, hopefully you have been thinking about and preparing what you were going to be doing on your first quarter moon and what kind of activities you bring into your life. We have been talking a lot about astrology on Patreon, and that is available to the public, right? So we're deep diving into some of the aspects that we're experiencing right now, and that's also kind of fun. One thing to remember, the first quarter moon is going to be a ton of action. Things are moving. You are going to be called to move. You are going to be pushed. In Scorpio, you can expect your underworld to be pushing out from the unders into the outers, right? You may find a little bit more darkness coming up and out of you. You may find that you are less inclined to keep a secret that harms people or harms you, right? So maybe you feel hurt, or maybe you feel lost, or maybe you feel angry. Emotions will be high. Your intuition will be high. Your psychic abilities will be high. And so you will be less likely to keep something inside that's hurting you. So you'll probably be more forthcoming with your emotions. You'll probably be more forthcoming with your desires, right? So it's a good time to get some of that out and into the open, and it will be supported. The sun is quincunx Neptune currently during this first quarter moon. It's almost like peaking. And so there's a little bit of mystique in the ethers, right? Where you are wanting to seek and be curious, but also that can leave you a little bit more open to things because Neptune is retrograde. So you want to stay away from things that make you feel negative, trust your body, trust your gut, work on your solar plexus a lot in the beginning of the week. Your solar plexus is going to help you feel out the good vibes or the bad vibes and really off right now. Remember that with all these retrogrades, even if people don't pay attention to astrology, like I saw a meme that was like, y'all out here just free wild in it, right? Like no astrology, no tarot cards, no divination. How do you live? People are out there just living life as if none of this is real. We all know it's real. So at least I believe it's real. You don't have to, you can just be interested, but you know, these people are going to be feeling these things and just not understanding why all of a sudden they just get hinked up over nothing, or all of a sudden they just feel off. And you can't necessarily say, oh, that's a solid person, I'm going to trust what they say. Just really go with your solar plexus and think, they can be a solid person, but how are they right now? Right? Because it's a wild time and people are feeling wild. I know quite a few people going through huge transitions in their life. You know, I know my husband's going through a big transition in his life. I don't feel like I'm up right now. Remember that no one's ahead and no one's behind. It's, is this our time or not? The eclipse season last year got me, right? I felt like I had to grow. I had to shift. I had to change. It was my time to go through a squeeze period. I wonder if eclipse season this fall falls a little bit close to my birthday. So I'm like, keeping my eyes, doing my meditation, doing my journaling now, right? This is why we do the yearly forecast. So, you know, it's not always going to be your time. So you might be feeling great. And if that's great, then do your maintenance work. If you're having a hard time, don't skip your self-care. Don't skip your self-awareness. It's okay to have a hard time, and it's okay to not be doing all the journaling, all the rituals. Do them when you're capable. This is why we prepare in the off season. Think about an athlete, right? They train even when they don't have a race coming, because the more trained they are, the more capable they will be when they're up, right? And the more you train your mind with meditation and journaling and self-awareness and, you know, getting out into nature and grounding and boundaries and cleansing your house. And the more consistent you are when it's not your time, the more fluid and capable and athletic you will approach these spiritual crunch times. So if you're up, stay strong, stay sturdy, reach out, let us know. If you're doing good, keep training, right? Because there are some difficult energies in the air that are coming. And one of the things, when you kind of just a little bit insight into the brain, right? When you forecast the year and you make note of certain days, as the days approach, you get a little bit more clear intuitively on, okay, that makes sense now as it's getting closer and closer and closer. One of the things when you cast the year, some people, including me, you look for dates of interest, Friday the 13th, blue moons, anything out of the ordinary that doesn't happen every year, you kind of like look for these things. And so this, our only Friday the 13th in 2021 was just this last Friday. And so for the entire year, that gives people who like numbers and feel like they communicate things to us a little insight, like, okay, so August will probably be interesting, and August will probably be really focused on the feminine. And remember, that's not female, on the reception, on the nurture, on the, you know, yin side. And so that's why I planned the August astrology, because it felt like that would be when people would be more receptive to learning this kind of self-reflected information. So when you think, okay, the big Friday the 13th is happening in August, what else is happening in August? And then you look around and it's also a blue moon in Aquarius. You know, and so Aquarius is very futuristic. You can expect that this is going to be a big month. And then you look a little bit deeper and you're like, oh yeah, that's right. The Perseid meteor showers are also mid-August. And oh yes. And so you see, oh, this is a very important month. And so you start to plan ahead so that when August comes, you're not like in crunch time trying to get a rhythm together because you knew it was going to be big. So it's okay if you're new. We've got some new faces. New hearts listening. It's totally okay to not have been prepped, but just remember, do what you can. 30-second meditations, even if you do 10 of them a day, that's better than waiting 3 days to do a 45-minute meditation. And this week, you're going to need to be able to check in frequently. So we're starting today off with the first quarter moon, taking actions on our new moon ritual intentions, taking action on projects that we may have been putting off. Using our brains is going to be good. Getting our emotions up and out. Sometimes the project is you. Sometimes the project is your heart. And so maybe you've been putting something off. This is the time. Monday, Venus moves into Libra and will stay there until September 10th, which gives us a little break, because Venus in Virgo can be pretty intense, right? It's a little bit harder to make connections when you've got prerequisite to-do checklists before you will engage, and that Virgo energy is strong. Tuesday, we have the Sun quincunx Pluto. I think that a lot of people will feel this more than normal because we have the Sun in Leo, and we have the Sun about to move into Virgo after another full moon in Aquarius. And it always feels like that Sun in Leo is spotlighting things for us. And so Sun in Leo, quincunx Pluto, spotlighting all of our underworldly resurrection, radical change, existentialism, right? All of that, who we is on the inside when you cut away our ego, will be illuminated. All week, this element is strong. I feel like Tuesday could be the day that feels a little bit more intense, way more intense all day Tuesday. That's what I'm expecting. That's the kind of energy I'm getting. Mostly because Wednesday, we get a really strong wind at our back. The moon enters Capricorn, which is great for that first quarter moon. You know, the first quarter moon's in Scorpio. Then, you know, the moon is going to move into Sagittarius. The moon in Sagittarius will give us some fire, some expansion, some adventure energy to kind of figure it all out, get it all done, you know, finish, rush up some projects. Then Wednesday, the moon will enter Capricorn, give us a little bit more sturdy energy. And that will be good because midway through the week, late Wednesday, we have that Mercury conjunct Mars in Virgo. From Tuesday to Friday, the conjunct is here, right? But we are going to really be feeling it on Wednesday. So Mercury, how we communicate, how we think, how we feel, how we process is going to be right up against Mars, how we strategize, how we go to war, how we conquer, how we take action, right? Our vitality, those things are going to be right up against each other in Virgo, which remember, I love me Virgos. Don't get it twisted. I love Virgos, but they're that mutable earth sign. Very unlike me as a human being, ruled by Mercury, intellectual, analytical, very focused on the health, the workaday stuff that makes life work, paying bills, eating well, making smoothies, you know, getting consistent about your life. This is when people buy planners, you know, like they've never used a planner. They rush out. They feel like they need to buy a planner. Virgo's doing something, or something's in Virgo doing something. So this will be when those kind of energies are peak on Wednesday. And it could cause some anxiety, right? And the sun quincunx Pluto could already be causing some neurotic obsessive type behavior anyhow. And so the Mercury conjunct Mars, if you're not where you want to be, Virgo doesn't do well when you're not on schedule. So that kind of stuff could come up. Thursday, we have the sun opposite Jupiter, the Jupiter opposition, it's also called. This is good for expansion. An expansion of the person, the personhood. Remember, Jupiter is interestingly, Jupiter's always interesting. Let's put that into some perspective. But when Jupiter is highlighted, it always gets a little bit more oomph. And we are in the Jupiter retrograde period. It started like right around the summer solstice, and it goes almost up into my brain just totally dropped for a second. Oh, Samhain. Cause I was trying to think, no, that's not a equinox. I got hung up for a second, but it goes right up until October 18th ish. Right. And kind of dumps us at that whole, place where the veil is very thin and we are in major communication with our ancestors and the ethers, and Jupiter took us from summer solstice into autumn and will drop us at that quarter day celebration, the last of the harvest festivals before winter solstice, right? All of that kind of stuff. So we are going to be really kind of thinking about our inner expansion during this time. So career moves, planning and making them, taking action on something that you haven't been wanting to do, giving expansion there. So the sun in Leo opposite this Jupiter is going to be felt. It will be felt worldwide, like for sure. And the going will be easy. This is something to remember come Thursday. You may find that it's like, I got sunshine in my pocket, right? Like you've got things just suddenly clicking into place. And that's good. Just remember to check that ego. Especially because Uranus retrograde clicks after 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. And that gives us radical inward interchanges, right? And this is a good one. I feel like this Uranus retrograde, we're going to see good stuff, especially if you feel like you've been stuck. If you feel like you have had like your feet are in mud, right? This feels good. Some Uranus retrogrades can feel really intense. I feel like this one's going to be full of like Alice in Wonderland type of adventure, which is considerably hard at times, but ultimately leads to growth. I think that this specific Uranus retrograde is going to be pretty rad. And again, it goes until January 18th, 2022. We're going to be talking about this in our workshop, on Tuesday, but we have, the conjunction of Mercury and Mars, right, will be trine this Uranus. And so since that's happening in Virgo, it's going to be very streamlined. I feel like that sets the tone for this Uranus retrograde. That's why I want everyone to get right with themselves. Get a planner, right? Like make this so that you can revolutionize your soul and your life and bring into like the universe who you are, right? And what giftings you have, because that's the Uranus retrograde here. Who am I and what gifts do I have? And how can I shine? How can I bring this into the world? How can I be more me? And like with the kids right now, we are going through their closets and pulling out things that don't fit and pulling out things. And I've been having them pull out things that don't fit their desired mood, right? So I had them send me mood boards on Pinterest. What do you want your wardrobe to look like? Send it to me, you know, and we've been working on Pinterest on curating a look for each of the kids. And so we've been going through their closet and saying, okay, this fits with this, this does not. And they'll say, but it still fits. It's like, that's okay. We can give it to somebody who will wear it. Let's move on. And we're really streamlining. This is some stuff for Uranus retrograde as well. If you feel lost in that space, that will help you kind of streamline that. Also with the Neptune retrograde, also giving you some reflection on who you are and what your intuition is and how you receive messages and how you portray yourself. And that Jupiter retrograde in Aquarius right now, right? Like honing all of your natural, but who are you and how can you highlight yourself in the most powerful way to move forward? And we'll talk more about that in the workshop on Tuesday. So I won't take up much more of your time going over that specific thing. Now, and the workshop, by the way, I've mentioned like three times now, is working with the retrogrades, right? Now that there will be six coming. Okay. So now moving into the end of the week, after Uranus goes retrograde, I think some of the things that we are going to have to work on and that we will see coming up over the full moon, really important to remember as we're coming into the full moon. Remember, I get these like sayings in my head and I can't let them go. Okay. So remember that when we get to that full moon, we will have the moon almost conjunct that Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Jupiter is in Aquarius. You need to look at where this full moon is happening in your birth chart. What house is it happening in? How might it show up in your life? What will it be, you know, aspecting to in your personal chart? You can do that in Astro Future or on astro.com for free. So you want to be looking into that. Where do I expect this full moon to show up? And make sure any of the projects that might be triggered up in that arena, you're taking care of them the week leading up to it. Otherwise, you may see some pain points coming into existence there. And at the same time that that full moon happens, remember that that Mercury and Mars conjunction in Virgo is hot, coming in hot, right? And the sun getting ready to leave Leo. So we just have a lot of things. We also have Neptune retrograde conjunct Pallas Athene in Pisces during the full moon, right? We have Black Moon Lilith conjunct Ceres over in Gemini, almost conjunct the North Node in Gemini. There will be things coming up out of the darkness for everyone. Take note of what houses those are in for you. And take note, if you look on Astro Future, it will even do it for you. What's the significance, right? You click on it, you might have to upgrade to a paid membership, but it'll tell you this influence is strong or this influence is weak. And then you'll kind of know a little bit more how you could prepare. So we just have a lot of different energies at play. It's not going to be so easy as, you know, just showing up at the full moon. You do want to be a little bit more prepared. In addition to all of this that I've already said, and to wrap this up so I don't keep talking and rando storytelling, is Friday, August 20th, Mercury is trine this Uranus retrograde. And Mercury is trine Uranus before it retrogrades and after. This is going to add some really, well, let's back this up. Remember, Mercury is conjunct Mars in Virgo, right? And that element is trine Uranus as it goes from direct to retrograde. That means that there could be some major shifting, right? In your inner world, in your intuition, in your relationships, in your home, Virgo always kind of points you back to center, right? Virgos will start there. Like, how am I? How are you? Are you functioning, right? And so this could really bring some exciting ahas, some spontaneous shifts. And then the moon moves into Aquarius just about half an hour after this Mercury trine Uranus peaks, which becomes kind of mad genius energy. So I would expect that Friday through Sunday, as we're working through all of this changing energy and towards our full moon on Sunday, I would expect spontaneous ahas, sudden awareness of what you need to do to move forward. All of a sudden, understanding a little bit more of your mission and where it comes for you and why it comes for you. We also have, right up against our full moon, interesting energies peaking. The Mars trine Uranus that's with us from Wednesday to next Wednesday is going to peak. So that Mars energy is going to give us some of that intense strategy for moving forward. You may feel very bold going into this full moon. And that's a good thing, but this full moon is going to be more of a good fortune, but I would expect some repeating themes. And if you are working on sorting your life out, I would expect some ahas, some insights, some intuition, some, oh my goodness, I can do this, right? Some wind in your sails. And just after, I mean, the full moon is exact, I want to say 8 a.m. Eastern, really early. And we have our full moon alignment, I think at 11 a.m. that day. So it'll be just after the moon goes full, a couple hours after the moon goes full. But just after it goes full, the moon enters Pisces at like eight. If the full moon is at 8 a.m., then it's like 8:30, 8:40 a.m. Eastern. The moon moves into Pisces. So by the time we do our alignment, the moon will be in Pisces and we will be figuring out how we feel about all of it, right? Together on the alignment. And then just not even 12 hours, 9 hours afterwards, the sun moves into Virgo. Right? That all in one day. And so you have Mars trine Uranus, full moon August, or full moon in Aquarius, moon enters Pisces, sun moves into Virgo. It's a big kind of shifting day. So this whole week is action towards the shifts, getting your life sorted, using this energy. We'll talk Tuesday on using the retrogrades, working with the retrogrades. And also watch the Instagram all day today. I'm going to be showing you guys. I don't show my actual workings. I don't record them ever. I don't believe in that. So I'm going to be doing demo rituals for inspiration on how to work with, you know, your luminaries, how to work with the inner planets, how to harness and heal some Venus energy. And I'll be highlighting that on Instagram. Those will stay up, right? As reels and IGTVs, but then the workshop will be working with the retrogrades as we get ready to turn in to, you know, the end of summer and all of those fun things. So, which means sun in Virgo. One last story, and then I'm going to really end this because almost 30 minutes. So, you know, I always talk about how the sun in Leo is that aspect that makes back to school shopping so fun. Is that we are, who do we want to be and what do we want to be on stage and what character do we want to play? And all those things are very supported. And then something shifts. And I love in You've Got Mail, Tom Hanks says that, you know, newly sharpened pencils, right? Remind him of the fall. And those kind of things, that specific statement, like when I watch that movie, which is all the time, every time he says that, I think, oh, such a sun in Virgo mood. Like as soon as the sun moves into Virgo, everyone starts to get like that. Little idiosyncrasies, little, you know, I want post-it notes and I want freshly sharpened pencils and a new pack of pens and some glue. I buy glue every year at Target. I feel like the sun moves into Virgo and I'm like, I'm going to glue so much this year. And I buy so much glue and I put it in a box and every year I buy more glue. And Jared's like, no more glue. You have glue, but I need new glue. Sun in Virgo, little neurotic. That's all going to hit. And then it's going to be, that's where I always say we turn into fall come sun in Virgo. That's when we're all like, summer's kind of up. Let's get busy. So everybody enjoy your week. That's the energy we're working towards. And I will talk to you soon.